Among the things you get every time your town wins a Super Bowl are several movies and documentaries about the season that was, and a terrific documentary made by NFL Films and senior producer Chip Swain, and he joins us now. Chip, how are you?
Great, Brett. Thanks for having me.
Well, I got the chance to watch the documentary early. I loved it. And one thing that I think is different about this one compared to my copy of the 2000 Ravens Super Bowl one, this one really focuses on three people in John Harbaugh, Joe Flacco, and Ray Lewis. Tell us about that preparation and those interviews, those three very key players in the Ravens Super Bowl run.
Well, it's always a joy when you get to spend time talking to football people at length. And John and Joe and Ray are great conversationalists for sure, and you know, you get to relive the story of the season, you know, how they saw it unfolding. And so, you know, you're researching all the big moments, and you wind up spending between 2 and 2.5 hours with each of them, knowing that it's only a 44-minute show and you can't possibly use it all, but you need to explore everything. So it was kind of exciting to do those interviews and then come back and try and boil it all down to turn it into a show.
Yeah, so how do you actually conduct those interviews yourself?
I did, yeah. We did Joe Flacco here at NFL Films, and then we did John in Baltimore, and I flew down to Florida and interviewed Ray down there at his house.
How much do you leave, as they say, on the cutting room floor?
A ton. I mean, there's so much. I mean, obviously the story of the season, you have to leave a lot out just to tell the really important parts, and you have to decide what those really important parts are. But I mean, I had upwards of 7 hours of interviews alone just between the three of them. Never mind all the footage from the season and the microphones and all that stuff that we had on the sidelines. And so, you know, there's so much on the floor, it's not even funny.
One thing that's amazing to me, Chip, is some sideline noise from Joe Flacco in the face of a Cam Cameron, John Harbaugh. And there is this perception nationally that he's a quiet, reserved guy, even in the heat of competition. And to me, what I always say is, when Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, or Tom Brady are involved in a football game, no matter what network is doing those games, there is a camera in the stadium whose sole purpose and job is to focus on Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees. It is not the case when Joe Flacco is participating in a football game. No one really knows, unless you're at the game and focusing on him for the entire 3-hour time period, what Joe Flacco is like on the sidelines. That's my take on it. I think this is proof that he actually is the fiery, competitive leader that some people don't believe he is.
He's very passionate, let's put it that way, and he's got strong convictions about what he thinks is good and what he thinks needs to happen in games. And as you see in the show, it's pretty evident, and you get a chance to hear some things that most people wouldn't expect to hear, let's put it that way.
Chip Swain joins us, senior producer from NFL Films, the Ravens Super Bowl documentary, America's Game. It debuts on September 2nd, 9 p.m. on Labor Day Monday. And Chip, Edward Norton is your narrator. Does he do all of them, or is this because he's a Baltimorean?
Every year we pick a different celebrity narrator, and the likes of Tom Selleck and Alec Baldwin did last year, and the late James Gandolfini's done one, Donald Sutherland. I mean, we've had a ton of different guys, Kevin Bacon, and we always try and find somebody that, may have some sort of connection. They don't necessarily have to, but some sort of a connection to the town or the team. And Edward hadn't done one before, and I just sort of was, noticing his Baltimore ties and thought maybe he would be somebody different and good, and he certainly is, that's for sure.
Was he pumped about the opportunity?
He absolutely was. That was kind of the neat thing, is I didn't know how much of a football fan he was, or if he was at all, when we finally spoke and after he had agreed to do the show, and he was excited, and he loves doing them, and it was great to work with, and he was actually very genuine and nice to work with as well.
And you're an NFL Films guy, and one thing that Steve Sable has once said, it's about storytelling. Above all, it is a storytelling profession, and it's such a great job to be in NFL Films and to tell those stories. The Ravens 2012 season turned into the 2013 playoff run. To me, it stacks up historically as one of the more compelling tales you really can recall. Take just on its merits of losing in Foxborough and going back there a year later for the same game with the same exact thing on the line. Ray Lewis retiring, the underdog quarterback with so much to prove. Harbaugh versus Harbaugh in the Super Bowl. I mean, where do you want to begin? I mean, am I right here, Chip? Does this really stack up historically?
It was unbelievable. I mean, the toughest task I had was not to mess this up. You know, I mean, it was the story was there, and I had to, you know, figure out what to not put in the show. And I had to leave a few things out that I'm sure people will notice. But there were, you know, I tried to include everything and at least touch on the stuff. I mean, I could have done, you know, 5 minutes on the first New England game alone.
Yeah, totally.
And you know, you have to sort of speed through it, you know.
Fascinating stuff. Chip Swain, NFL film senior producer. And again, coming up on September 2nd, 9 p.m., America's Game, the story of the 2012 Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl championship team. Chip, we really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brett.